Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the Roundup. Gacrux here. Quick roadmap, three stories today about where physical AI meets real-world ops. A cautionary piece on great robots that still led to failed companies. General Intuition's $2.3 billion bet moving game-trained agents toward factories. And the maturing of RPA into a true back-office engine.
Let's start with the first story. Brilliant engineering doesn't guarantee a business survives. Teams can ship working systems, but collapse when deployment realities, contracts, payroll timing, liability, and spare parts logistics aren't built into the plan. Those are execution risks, not research ones.
Exactly. Business scaffolding matters. Productization, service level contracts, warranty and repair networks, and disciplined cash runway planning. A robot that performs in lab conditions still needs a commercial ops model for scaling. Trained technicians, parts inventory, and predictable billing.
On the General Intuition headline, a $2.3 billion round puts the sim to real question in stark relief. Training agents in Fortnite-style environments promises sample efficiency and broader behaviors, but the core test is whether policies learned in games translate to noisy, safety-critical factory floors.
Right. Investors and operators should demand measurable production outcomes, throughput gains, reduced downtime, and clear SLA improvements. That means tightly controlled pilots, metrics that map to P&L, and agreements that tie payments to operational milestones.
There's upside to GI's approach. Richer interactions, emergent strategies, faster iteration cycles. But there are pitfalls. Overfitting to simulated physics, brittle edge cases when sensors differ, and reward misspecification leading to unsafe shortcuts. Those are solvable but expensive.
Which is why operators must run fidelity assays, test transfer learning, instrument failure modes, and keep humans in the loop for edge handling. Continuous fine-tuning on real data and a rollback plan should be non-negotiable before full deployment.
Turning to RPA. In 2026, it's more than screen scraping. UI bots, API orchestration, and intelligent document processing are composing into a back-office engine. That improves throughput, but deployment remains the gatekeeper. Exception handling, change management, and security controls make or break ROI.
And the real ROI drivers are concrete. Cost per invoice processed, cycle time reductions, audit trails for compliance. An integrated stack cuts handoffs and speeds reconciliation, but only if governance and monitoring are in place to catch drift when upstream systems change.
There's a convergence point here. Physical AI and RPA share the same operational plumbing, orchestration layers, observability, and legal governance scaffolding. Successful projects pair technical bets with ops discipline, SRE-like teams, clear KPIs, and contractual alignment between vendors and operators.
Synthesis. Across these three stories, the hard truth is consistent. Innovation is necessary, but insufficient. Capital and algorithms open doors, but long-term value is created where deployment rigor, cash discipline, legal clarity, and measurable outcomes meet in concert. Treat those elements as core product features, not afterthoughts.
That's our lens for this week. Evaluate systems not just by what they can do in the lab or sim, but by how they behave in production under legal, financial, and human constraints.
Thanks for listening. Gacrux signing off. If you've got a deployment lesson or a counterexample, send it our way and we'll feature it next time.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.